Who am I? What is this realm? What is up there in the night sky? Where is the edge to this beautiful flat earth? Is the ocean blue because the sky is blue? Is the sky blue because that's God's favorite color because he's a boy? These are some of the questions that keep me and Baxter up at night. We go back and forth, trading our thoughts and feelings. The other night we were talking about, what if our feet were our hands and our hands were our feet? I mean, the randomness of it all, it's just astonishing. Why is a nose called a nose? Why is a Carolina called a Carolina?
Oh, my parents named me that. Is everything okay, Ron? I've just never heard you talk like this. Did something happen?
Well, it's a long story. Over the weekend, I went to a place called Joshua Tree. Now, I didn't go there on purpose, mind you.
Okay.
Actually, it was quite the adventure. I was walking to my local Stop and Shop and, well, you can fill in the rest.
No, I can't fill in the rest. I don't know what.
Well, I ran into an old pal I used to jam with. You remember Skylar, right?
Maybe.
Skylar with the sex?
Well, yeah.
You can guess what happens next.
No, I promise I can't guess.
Jeez, you're not helping me out here. What? You're really going to make me spell this out for you, aren't you?
No, I just want to know your story about Joshua Tree. I mean, whatever led you to all of these surreal questions about the world, I'm interested.
All right, well, Skylar and his sax took me on the road with his jazz trio. I hopped on their tour bus to their next gig.
Wait, there was a tour bus?
Well, a Toyota Sienna.
Okay.
And boy, was it magical. Me, Skylar, and his crew, we played music. We sang some songs, drank a little, danced a little, fought over some power dynamics in the band, met some mysterious women who we loved, but God damn it, Carolina, we loved the music more.
It's a common conflict, yeah.
Then right around the third act, life on the road took a turn for the worse. Empty glass pipes all around me, a love child I abandoned somewhere in Encino, eczema. My life was in the toilet bowl. I had to miss our next show at the Gas Lamp Artisan Market's annual pet parade.
Okay.
I told Skylar to pull the bus over.
Wait, so how long were you on the bus?
Depending on traffic, it's about a 2-hour drive.
Right.
Anyway, I told them to drop me off in Joshua Tree, the desert. There had to be something more to this life than the lights, the fans, the girls.
And you said you went south from San Diego?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Never knew how tough it is to get into Joshua Tree. The security is insane. The guard towers, the fencing, the dogs, the people selling chiclets.
Trinkets?
Trinkets, chiclets.
I think you went to Mexico.
Well, wherever it was beautiful. Sandy beaches, amazing food, nice people. They were speaking Spanish.
No, that's Mexico. That's where you were.
And it was in Joshua Tree, where I found only more questions. Where does all this beauty come from in the world? Does it come from me? Does it come from my own eyeballs that see it?
No, it's definitely, the world definitely already exists.
Is life an amazing dream?
I don't know, Ron. I mean, these are just questions mystics have been asking since the beginning of time.
Which is why I've chosen our topic today to be the questions of the universe.
For the sake of time, do you think we can get more specific?
Okay. The questions of our world.
That's still pretty broad. Maybe. Maybe a specific question?
Okay, how about the questions of life and love and the planets beyond? That's it. That'll be our topic.
Maybe just spirituality or something.
Or how about you let me pick the topic since it's my fucking podcast? Sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I know.
Can you look at me?
I'm sorry.
Looking at you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's just keep.
Yeah. You're right. Just maybe let's spirituality.
Spirituality.
Spirituality. That'll be today's topic.
Okay, great.
And I wish that there was someone we could we could call to talk about the subject. Otherwise, you and I can handle it, I think.
Okay, well, pass me your book. I'll see if we have any.
Look through my Rolodex here. Okay. Yes, I keep a Rolodex, folks. I don't. My Rolodex doesn't lose its memory.
There's not a lot of. How is Stephanie? Is that?
She's not very spiritual.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't call her.
Girl with lip ring?
Girl with lip ring?
There's no name.
Oh. Is there even a number?
It's just...
I think it's just a stick figure I drew. Yeah. Girl with lip ring.
She's pretty.
Thank you.
You have 911 in here?
Mm-hmm. Just so I remember to call 911 if there's an emergency. Right.
Okay, and you have the number to dial Z100s.
Z100s dash for cash.
Wow.
Okay. Yes.
Oh my God. Is this real? Do you have Deepak Chopra?
Deepak Chopra's number. Of course I do.
He would be perfect.
Oh, he would be perfect. I don't want to bother him though.
Okay, well.
Well, let's see if we could track him down.
Okay.
He's usually just sitting around his apartment in New York.
Oh my God, this would be amazing.
I feel like an idiot. Of course.
Yeah.
Let's call Deepak.
This is one of five numbers you have in your Rolodex.
Why I didn't land on that one to begin with.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, but then again, you know, I forgot I have 911 in there also.
It's true. So. Have you ever forgotten that number?
I can't say that I have.
Okay.
But it's like a security blanket. I think if I took the 911 mm-hmm. card out of my Rolodex,
you'd forget.
I'd panic and I'd forget.
Yeah.
What is the number for emergency?
Right.
Do you know what the number for information is?
What?
311.
Yes.
Non-emergency information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you write that in that blank Rolodex right there?
Yeah, 311. Okay, got it.
And then this weekend, I know you're not doing anything because you never do anything.
I have some plans.
Can you find out where girl with the lip ring, do some research.
Just based off this drawing? Let's try to track her down.
Yeah.
I mean, I can make flyers, I guess.
Sure.
Okay.
All great ideas.
Okay.
Can you rent a Cessna, an airplane, and drop the flyers out of the plane?
Like World War II
style? Yes.
Yeah, no, I feel like that must be illegal.
We won't know it's illegal until we try it.
Or until we ask.
Just do it.
Okay. This is out of our budget, I think, but... I will look into it.
Okay, so we're going to go to break as we try to track down Mr. Deepak Chopra. Fingers crossed, we'll see what happens. And we're back in the Ron Burgundy podcast. We are about to dial Mr. Deepak Chopra, a good friend of mine, to get into the topic of spirituality. Mm-hmm. So, Carolina, go ahead and dial up our friend, Mr. Deepak Chopra.
Okay.
He's going to be thrilled.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't talked to him for so long.
Hello?
Is Deepak there? Who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Oh, hang up quickly. Hang up.
Ron?
Okay. Hang up.
Okay.
Whew, dodged a bullet on that one.
Who's Stephanie? This is from your Rolodex. Okay, yeah. You just mixed up numbers.
Yeah. Oh, but you know what?
What?
Stephanie knows girl with the lip ring.
So I'll have to go through her.
Yeah, go through her.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Try this other number.
Okay.
The one that's, if you scrape away that caked on barbecue sauce, you can get the rest of them.
That's gross.
The rest of the number there.
I think this is barbecue.
Well, it's not blood. It's not human blood.
Okay.
Do you have it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Dialing Mr. Deepak Chopra.
Yep. Hello?
Hi, is this Deepak?
Yeah.
Deepak, so wonderful to have you here via satellite phone. Thank you for being a part of the podcast today.
Thank you, Ron. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Where are you calling from right now? Somewhere exotic?
Actually, I live non-locally, but my physical body is in New York at the moment.
You live non-locally, but the physical body, yes.
What does that mean, living?
Yeah, what exactly does that mean?
I am, and I live wherever I am. And where I am has no location in space and time. By saying I am, I'm not referring to the body-mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm referring to the awareness in which my body-mind is a changing experience.
So when we say we're in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
we are physically, we're our physical bodies in Los Angeles.
But our body mind.
Yeah, but the fact is that Los Angeles is a human construct. Just
right.
Like latitude and longitude are a human construct. Or money is a human construct. Or Wall Street is a human construct. Or Greenwich Mean Time is a human construct.
Philadelphia is not a human construct. That place is a...
it is.
Yeah, I don't know about that place. Yeah, exactly.
So what is it that creates those constructs? Why do human beings create stories around raw experience?
Why do they do that? Yes, why?
Because we are storytellers. That's it. We're the only species who tell stories, including a story called nation state, a story called religion, a story called science, and then we mess up and we create climate change and war and terrorism mm-hmm. and eco-destruction and extinction of species and violence. We're an insane species.
Well, there is a raccoon that lives in my backyard. He tells me stories every Sunday night. Does that count?
No, you interpret the stories, Ron.
I swear he talks to me.
Okay, well, then in that case, you have broken the mold. You are into interspecies communication.
That's where it's all about, baby.
Knowing what the perceptual experience of the raccoon is.
Deepak, let me ask you this. When you were in school, did your friends call you D-Money? Or was it always just Deepak?
They called me Deep.
Oh, Deep. Okay,
I
very
like
good.
That.
I like that.
Okay.
That works on many different levels because you are a deep person
mm-hmm.
and deep. Yes. Let me ask you, what would you tell someone who just has questions about life?
Well, on a very superficial level, I would say life is a sexually transmitted incurable
Whoa,
condition.
Watch it. Watch it, D-Money. Watch it.
Life is a sexually transmitted incurable condition.
Oh.
On a deeper level,
yes.
Life is all there is. Without life, there is no experience.
True. Life is
so
all
what we call the body, what we call the world, what we call anything that we give a name to
right.
is actually created in consciousness. And once we agree on the meaning of the word, it becomes our reality.
Now, I know that you probably are a huge proponent of trying to live more in the moment. I would assume that. And I have trouble because I'm always thinking, oh, I've got to plan my next vacation. Oh, what should I have for lunch? Should I have a grilled cheese sandwich or tuna? You know, what steps should we take to just slow down and live more in the moment?
Yeah, Ron, that's a very important question, because if you're not living in the moment and always in the future or the past,
sure,
then you're not really here. You know, Wittgenstein, the German philosopher,
mm-hmm.
said, we are asleep. Our life is a dream, but once in a while we wake up enough to know that we're dreaming, and we wake up to ourselves, which is this presence that we call now. So everything that is even a trillionth of a second in the past or a trillionth of a second in the future
okay.
is a dream. So we are, in fact, living a dream reality. And if you're always anticipating the future, when it finally arrives, you won't be there for it. So what's the point?
Sometimes I wake up and I am running down the middle lane of the freeway in my underwear, screaming at the top of my lungs. What does that mean?
It means that you're having a panic attack for whatever reason.
Okay.
You're having existential anxiety.
Fair enough. What is your hope for the human race? Can I ask you that?
I think if you really want my honest opinion,
yes,
the human race is doomed to extinction. We've
Whoa.
Messed it up.
Whoa.
It's an experiment that didn't work out. So I think either we evolve to a new stage of our being or
right.
we're doomed, like the dinosaurs.
So we're up creek without a paddle.
Yeah, we need to take a leap in our imagination to see what a peaceful, just, sustainable, healthier, and joyful world could be, because it exists. It exists in our imagination at the moment.
Right.
If we somehow evolved and developed gills and could breathe underwater, would that help?
I think it would help unless we created a junkyard underwater as well, which we are doing right now.
Right.
You know, I think nothing will help. We could go into outer space and still create junk over there. So the only thing that could help is our own transformation.
Mm-hmm. So at our pure essence, we're just nasty creatures.
We have the potential, though, for being both divine and diabolical. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So right now we
have
expressed our diabolical tendencies, but we have the other tendency, too.
Do you have any TV shows? Do you have any favorite TV shows? Do you like Downton Abbey?
I used to watch Candid Camera.
Oh, right.
The only one that really
Alan Funt. Alan Funt was
It was a lot of fun. And I wish the whole world would watch stuff like that. Then they wouldn't be so nationalistic and angry. And, you know, they'd understand the human condition a little more. Because
I like
you
that
know
sentiment.
Well, Ron, that yes. humor is dealing with contradiction and paradox and ambiguity. And it actually, humor is a way to get to our soul, as most art is. Science is a language of the mind.
Mm-hmm. I've always said that.
But what you do, what you guys do, is language of the soul.
That is wonderful. Language of the soul.
I like that.
Science of the mind, language of the soul.
Yeah, that's a good... Do you mind if we take that for Ron's...
Could I copyright that?
No. You can steal it, yes.
Okay, perfect. Sure. Oh, my God. Thank you. This is recorded, so this will stand up in a court of law. Thank you. Deepak, if you would honor us and lead us in a bit of a meditation here, we would love to go along with you here.
Sure. So wherever you are, if you can, unless you're driving, wherever you are, just sit quietly.
Okay. That means
put
no
your
talking.
Feet firmly on the ground.
Okay.
And keep your eyes closed, or close your eyes, and start to observe your breath. And just watching the breath will slow it down. And since breath and thought go together, just watching the breath, your mind will settle. And now bring your awareness into your heart in the middle of the chest.
Just listen.
And then mentally ask the following question. Who am I? What am I?
Don't. Stop.
Mentally.
Stop it.
Stop it. And then don't try to answer it. Just be aware of any sensation, image, feeling, or thought that comes to you.
Oh, that hit the spot.
Do it a couple of times, a few times, mentally. Who am I? What am I? If you want to go deeper... Say, who wants to know? What is it that wants to know? Just observing any sensations, images, feelings, thoughts that spontaneously arise.
Is that a chicken Caesar salad you're eating?
It's just from Gator.
And now ask the question, what do I want? What is my deepest desire? Once again, allowing any sensations, images, feelings, or thoughts to spontaneously arise.
Are you dialing? Is that your modem?
That's my,
Two more questions.
Just turn off.
No, I've got
what
to check.
What is my purpose?
Check my fantasy league.
Oh my God.
Why do I do what I do?
I have a WNBA fantasy league.
Allowing any sensation, image, feeling, or thought to come to you.
Yes! Okay, Sue Bird had 13 assists.
Okay.
And now the final
that's
question.
That's double points.
I know.
What am I grateful for?
She's been on fire lately.
I got it.
Allowing any sensation, image, feeling, or thought to come to you. And now just feel your body. Feel the sensations in your body. Take a few seconds and open your eyes. This is a meditation in reflective self-inquiry.
Wonderful.
That's it.
Wow.
Wonderful. Now,
simple.
Is it customary? My wallet is gone.
Yeah.
Is that customary?
I told you, money is a human construct.
Okay. Because someone made it up. Someone took my wallet. I'm just saying, whether it's a human construct or not. That's not your concern. We've got to deal with that here. My eyes were shut and was lowering my heart rate. Someone stole my wallet.
Well, you exchanged your inner being, and that was the payment.
Mm-hmm. But your ID was in there.
Right. Okay. Human. Okay. Well, what? I feel very
I'm so
refreshed.
Calm right now.
Very calm.
Oh, I'm so happy.
This
we can do
so
other
great.
Kinds of meditations. You know, there's awareness of mind, awareness of emotions, awareness of body, awareness of perception, of relationship, transcendence. Meditation, most people don't understand meditation. They think it's a system of thought, but actually it's a way of bypassing thought.
Mm. So we're not supposed to pay attention to our thoughts.
No, whatever happens is fine. But you can see that most of your thoughts are not your own. They're recycling public information.
Mm.
So you don't have to be victimized by thought.
Right.
Can you teach me how to levitate or levitate an object?
Yes, but okay, we'd have to be there together.
And how much would that cost me?
Huh? Nothing.
Oh, okay, good. Wow. I'd be charging
We'd
a lot of money. I mean, I know that's a human construct, but I'd be charging a couple.
So once you realize that the physical body is an illusion, then you can do whatever you want. It's part of the dream.
Oh, I like that.
So the next time I'm at a Lakers game and I don't have a ticket, I can just walk right down to the front row and I can just say...
Since you are on, you can.
The human body...
You can
body
do anything you want.
Is... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, their security is pretty tight. But...
Very tight. Trust me. Deepak, let me ask you this. What's your 9-to-5 like? What's a typical day for Deepak Chopra?
Typical day is I wake up very early. I wake up around 4:35. I spend 2 hours in reflection and meditation. I do 1 hour yoga every day.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, I just shoot the breeze. I do whatever I feel like. And it's like I'm singing my song and some people enjoy hearing it. And then in the evening, I do a shorter meditation.
Right.
I go for a long walk in New York City. And before I sleep, I meditate on the mystery of death.
Holy smokes.
And
I don't know if
I'm 72.
I don't
so
think I can handle that.
I have to face the fact that I'm in the final chapters of my life.
You're on the back nine, as they say in the golf world. Yes.
What do we do, Deepak, if, like, what do you do with criticism or if anyone's mean to you?
Yeah, what
in
if
the supermarket?
Someone walks up to you while you're on your walk through New York City and say, "Hey, bub, out of my way."
If it's a homeless person, I give them $20. If it's somebody else, I just keep walking.
Right.
And I used to get offended by the good and by the bad opinions of others. I was never immune to criticism. But then I worked on it. And right this moment in my life, I'm immune to both criticism and flattery.
Right.
I see.
So comes with growing older.
Kind of you're just middle of the road right there. Yeah.
Well, I let it pass. It's not important. If you are always concerned about what other people think about you, then you'll be offended for the rest of your life.
I need to work on that because I still love compliments so much.
Mm-hmm.
And criticism just, it reduces me to rubble.
Usually if Ron gets criticized, he just sits down wherever he is in the middle of the floor.
And I just pout.
Yeah.
Well, the secret, Ron, the secret to power is to be immune to criticism and flattery, to be fearless and to feel beneath no one. That's called self-power. Everything else is agency power. It can be taken away from you in the blink of an eye.
But flattery is pretty fun, though, still.
Yeah, if you're 8 years old.
Oh, touché. Touché, my friend. Well, you know what? In some ways, we should always hope that we act like 8-year-olds.
In some ways.
Right? That's true,
in
some way, right? That's true. But some 8-year-olds end up being heads of state.
That's true.
Deep, my man, you're on fire right now. You are on fire, my friend. We cannot thank you enough for being on the podcast today. Thank you for taking us on a...
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
I'm very grateful. Thank you. And I hope to see you guys sometime.
If I'm ever in New York, I'll call you up.
Let me know. Yes, absolutely.
Let's go out for a beer and maybe I can sleep on your floor.
Sure. Well, I'll treat you to a good cognac and you'll be making it in your nervous system so we won't have to go out.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Everyone.
Thank you so much.
Deepak Chopra on the Ron Burgundy Podcast. We'll be right back. And we are back. You are listening to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. We, once again, our thanks to Mr. Deepak Chopra. Mm. What a fascinating individual.
Amazing. Just completely has let go of the earthly realm. We're dreaming. It's pretty fascinating.
We still haven't found my wallet. We're still looking. I know that's a man-made construct.
Right.
But that man-made construct was filled with $2,000 in cash.
Yeah, I know. So it's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Well, there's only a few people in the studio.
That's more than half of what's in my checking account.
I know.
Anyway, we'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll figure it out. But boy, Deepak, he sent a shiver through my spine. He doesn't have a lot of hope for the human race to figure it out.
No, and Gills won't help us either.
Gills will not help? I thought for sure that was going to be the light bulb moment.
You always call that your backup plan.
Yep. If we can develop Gills.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if I was Bill Gates, I would will all my money to the research and development of Gills for humans.
Gill development. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a real... That might be a waste.
And the theme song for the charity of Gill Development would be sung by... Country Western star Vince Gill.
Oh, and we need a theme song for the Gill charity?
If they wanted to have one, we'd call up Vince Gill.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an idea.
I'm a dreamer.
I know.
And I'm a dreamer.
Okay, let's go to our fact check.
Well, there's no reason to have a fact check today because as Deepak laid it out for us so eloquently, these are all human constructs.
I mean...
And they don't really exist.
Yeah, but there's some...
So...
Okay.
You're going to go against D-Money?
No.
Because I'll get him right back on the phone.
I mean, you called
we'll go right around with this.
World flat. There was just some...
Human construct.
All right. Then I'll just scratch this...
Yeah.
...off, I guess. I guess we'll just move on.
Yeah, we will. We will move on. Here's my final thoughts.
Please.
What do you know? I went looking for answers in all the wrong places, and I realized there is oneness in us all. We just have to connect and... Oh, wait. Oh,
what?
Gosh, I just realized I left my jacket in Skylar's Toyota.
Maybe your wallet was in
there. Oh, maybe my wallet was in the jacket. Okay, yeah. Caroline, you're going to have to go over to his house and pick it up for me, all right?
You mean after we finish or right now?
No, tomorrow, after he's already sold it for hash. Yes,
okay.
Now.
All right, I'm leaving. Okay.
Please.
All right, 1 second. Okay, I'll be back in a second.
Oh, and bring a bone to throw at the Doberman. In his front yard, it's not human friendly. Can she hear me? Does she already leave? Oh. Carolina, let her know about... Anyway, that's all for now, folks. Catch you on the flip side. Ron Burgundy Podcast. Bye-bye. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio Podcast Network and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. The show is also produced by Whitney Hodak, Jack O'Brien, Miles Gray, and Nick Stumpf. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our associate producer is Anna Hosnier. Our writer is Jake Fogelis. Our production supervisor is Colin McDougall. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.